There's a little cabin I often visit to study and to write. It is miles off the main road and even farther away from the cares of the world. It's also on a pretty unreliable power grid. So last spring, when I was there for a few days, one night the power went out. I stumbled through the dark to find matches in my trusty lantern. There's no greater joy than watching the lantern begin to glow and shine, shining to light my room, and certainly to bring comfort to my soul. Well, this meditation from Philippians chapter 2 is a reflection on that shining. The shining light, not of a lantern, but the light of God within you. The light of your salvation shining for the world to see. So to begin, whether the first rays of morning sunshine or the long shadows of evening shade, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to contemplate the shining light of your salvation. As your eyes begin to close without effort, center on the shining, this time of yielding, and a silent whispered prayer for the presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in prayer by responding to this passage from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. As I lead us, respond simply, Lord, help me to shine out my salvation, and may He bless the reading of His Word. His divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life. So, Lord, help me to shine out my salvation. His divine power has bestowed on us everything necessary for godliness through true and personal knowledge of Him. So, Lord, help me to shine out my salvation. And His divine power has bestowed on us everything necessary for godliness through true and personal knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. Lord, help me to shine out my salvation. For a moment longer, continue in the quiet as you contemplate how to shine and show the results of your salvation. Just rest here. Shine here. Do you ever find yourself feeling frustrated after working out and showing no results? Well, be honest with your answer. He already knows. Now, what about completing a task perfectly and receiving no recognition for the results? Note your emotions around that question. You're safe here to notice your answer. No judgment. Certainly no condemnation. First John chapter 5 verse 13 was written to assure you with the settled and absolute knowledge that by God's grace through faith in Christ you already have eternal life. So it is time to shine out the results. Take several moments to note how those around you know of your salvation. Imagine for a moment being able to wear a sign letting the world know of your love for Christ. Take note of what it would say. Take note of what it would show. Take note of your breathing now, too. Take several deep belly breaths. And center on your breathing as each breath tells of your reverence of God. Let each breath whisper your love for Christ. You may recognize feelings of apprehension or doubt in showing others of your salvation. That's fine, that's understandable. But don't focus on the doubt. Those thoughts are not of God. Instead, allow thoughts to drift easily from fear to a desire to shine out for the world to know of your faith. Allow any thoughts from your false self to be gentle reminders to center on shining out your salvation for the world to see. Listen carefully to this passage written by the Apostle Paul. As he wrote it to the fledgling church in Philippi, hear it too as a personal letter to you as you cherish each word for you from Paul through the Holy Spirit. From Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 in the New Living Translation. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. What emotions did that stir as you opened and read his letter? Well, listen once more from Scripture for how the Holy Spirit is filling and indwelling you. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. What word, thought, or image stirred in your mind? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer to continue the hard work of working out your salvation to shine out the presence of God. Dear Heavenly Father, certainly not by my hand but yours, not by my strength but by yours alone. Grant me by your grace the courage to work out the salvation you offer me. Help me to work it out with fear and trembling, for it is you who works in me both to will and to do your good pleasure. And in this I celebrate and pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these inspired words from Paul. Let them be your prayer now too. Let them soak deep into your true self. Contemplation on working out your salvation so that it may shine out for all to see. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it from the New International Version. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or a reminder of something familiar? Well, reflect on that encounter for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, listen once more to the reminder that it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Your false self insists on doing the work. So have your imagination allow your false self to step aside as your true self surrenders to God filling you, Christ in you, the Holy Spirit indwelling your spirit to fulfill his good purpose. Let this minute be a time of contemplation as you lay your heart open for your true self to be filled by the holiness of his presence, to shine out the results of your salvation. Stay here for a while longer, dwelling with God, knowing the peace of true self, and shining out your salvation. As you rest, be mindful of moments for God's good purpose to shine out from within you. Notice how your path and the faces of others you meet is lit by God's presence from within you. Be aware, too, of others you encounter that may be walking in darkness, longing for the shining purpose of God. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, watch with great expectation for moments to be filled with the sacred. Constant reminders of the divine dwelling shining out from within, for it will be then and there the true you will encounter and shine out the good purpose of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you, to always work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear, shining out your salvation. Now may the salvation you have in Christ, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the present God be what fills you now and always. Amen.